It's been especially busy this week around the pedestrian bridge that connects both sides of the downtown.
It's kind of a coming together of all the whitewater enthusiasts.
That's kayaker John Schultz of Green, who's one of the participants in this weekend's Charles City Whitewater Challenge.
It's a big deal because it's the first whitewater park in Iowa, and there's not one in Minnesota, Nebraska, either of the Dakotas, Missouri. Illinois just got one after we did.
Schultz and others have been using the course for nearly 2 years, and all those paddlers he's talking about have been traveling hundreds of miles to see it. Ginger Williams is the city's tourism coordinator.
We've had visitors this spring from Omaha and Kansas City and Minneapolis and the Chicago area, so we've had a lot of people visiting already. It's very exciting to drive through the parking lot and check out the license plates and where they're coming from.
Williams says with all those new faces in town, the local economy gets a boost.
It is a free course to use, so people can paddle. When they drive in on a weekend, they're free to put their boats in and paddle, and there is no cost to that. But those other businesses such as the gas stations, convenience stores, hotels, and restaurants are definitely seeing an impact.
The course almost didn't happen. It was under construction when the river washed out everything in its path in 2008. Park and Recreation Board Chair Bob Cloberdance says it took several months for planners and the design firm from Colorado to regroup. He says all the extra work has begun to pay off.
We're prepared now. The courses withstood the flooding. Everything is okay, and now hopefully we can just keep going forward.
And that future begins today with a 3-day celebration. John Schultz points out some of the highlights of the course.
It's the only stand-up paddleboard-specific surfing wave in the entire Midwest. You go downstream from that, and that's our most powerful feature in the middle. It's called Docks Drop. It's a wave hole feature, so it'll hold you in there, and that's what will hold the kayak rodeo. For the final drop, it's called Exit Exam, and it's a smaller feature, similar to docks, but much less powerful, more beginner-friendly.
Rodeo? Did he say rodeo?
I guess it kind of comes from you're kind of riding like a bucking bronco or a bull. You get into a hole, and you do different tricks, spins, flips, that type of thing, and it's scored, and you have a limited time frame.
And for those who do the best job, there are medals for first through third place and an overall winner for those who attempt more than one skill. City Administrator Tom Brownlow says all this activity is in stark contrast to a part of town that pre-flood had been underutilized.
Because in addition to the kayakers and the tubers that use the park, we've seen a lot more people coming in to watch them. And they'll be on the sides of the river or they'll be on the pedestrian bridge. And it's become a big thing in Charles City, a big spectator sport.
In addition to the white water course, grant money and local donations have provided a boat ramp, a children's play area, and an amphitheater. In Charles City, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.